into the following year cohort. So for those, it would be the cohort of 2014. The tuition enables the parents to predict and anticipate, plan for the cost for college education, and hopefully they do provide an incentive for students to graduate in 4 years. I believe this is the second year that the tuition recommendation is put to the board in, at the January meeting. Early approval of tuition, we believe, is very, very good practice. It's a good practice for everyone involved, the students, the parents, and the university. It allows the families more planning time. It helps us in the recruitment of students because it firms up the financial aid packaging and allows us to do financial planning. So again, it is a good practice. Before I present the recommendations, I'd like to just mention a few key considerations that framed the discussions that we've had since the fall 2012 on setting the new tuition rates. Certainly one very, very key consideration is to protect access for the state of Illinois students to the University of Illinois, and in as much as possible, keep education at the University of Illinois affordable. The another key consideration is that we it's critical for the university and its standing to sustain, not only sustain, but enhance quality. And quality has several dimensions. Certainly, we want to recruit the highest quality class of students to the university, which argues for keeping tuition rates, certainly rate increases to a minimum. On the other hand, we also want to provide the students with high quality education, and that takes resources. That takes resources for laboratories, classroom. It also takes hiring, recruiting, and retaining the best possible faculty members and staff members. So preserving quality education is very, very important for the university. As I'm sure you're aware, we're also confronted with a lot of financial uncertainty, which we need to recognize and account for in our planning. We had reductions in state support in the past years, and we do not know what our state appropriations will be in the coming year. There is also the possibility that we may incur some of the cost of pensions for our employees, and we do not know whether or when this will take place. There's also some limitations that have been put on financial aid programs such as MAP in the state, and all of that produces significant uncertainties. So next, I'd like to present the recommendations for tuition rates. So again, if you look at the title, this is general tuition for undergraduate students or Illinois residents, and this is a guaranteed rate for 4 years. The tuition increase that we recommend in terms of the rate is 1.7% on the three campuses, a 1.7% increase. The this corresponds at the Urbana-Champaign campus, top line, to $198 per academic year increase. That's per academic year. At Chicago, an increase of $174, and at Springfield, an increase of $158. This tuition increase matches the rate of inflation for the past year at 1.7%. In terms of dollars, the increase is less than $200 per year at any of the campuses, and the 1.7% increase is the smallest percent increase since 1994 for the university on all of its three campuses. In terms of the dollar increase is the smallest in Urbana and Chicago since the 2000-2001 academic year, and the smallest in Springfield since the 2001-2002 academic year. Next, I'd like to present the recommendations for student fees. Quickly, the student fees increases have been